Omshin. 7th November 1989. We are doing the series, The Power of Thought. The reason for waste thoughts is this. You have either seen waste or heard waste. And so that which you have seen and that which you have heard continues in your mind, even against your desire. Why did he say this? What he said was right. What he said was not right. This should not happen. This should not happen. This should happen. The mind has had the habit of listening to and seeing waste for 63 births. Therefore, it becomes attracted in that direction even now. That is why the small disobediences make the mind heavy. And because you become heavy, you cannot fly towards a high stage. This is a very deep philosophy. This is a very deep philosophy. The burden of the sin of the past does not allow the soul to experience the stage it desires. So this is the Avyakta Murli of 27th November 1989. Baba is saying the reason for waste thoughts is either you have seen waste or heard waste. Two things are there. One is seeing, another is hearing. What we see and what we hear, these two are very important things. And our stage depends on these two things. What we see and what we hear. Here Baba is talking about waste thoughts, but not just waste thoughts. We can expand this topic and come to this question. What should we see and what we should not see? What we should see and what we should not see. First is this. Because seeing is even more important than hearing. Hearing is second number. Most important thing is hearing. How the Maya enters into the soul of a Tivra Purusharthi is through seeing. So, the question is, even what to see, even more important than that question is, what not to see. So, we will discuss on this topic today. What should we not see? What are the things that we should not see? What could be the answer? What others are doing? What is that to you? Let them do whatever they want. They are working, they are acting according to their own sanskars, according to their own nature, their habits, and those habits are automatic. Rather, they are under the influence of those habits. We are not supposed to see them and then keep on thinking about why they are doing this, why they are doing that. This is none of our business. So first thing is, what others are doing first. Second, mistakes, their blunders. They are doing some mistake, they are committing some blunder. We are taking note of that. We are keeping that in mind. So, this is none of our business. We are not judge. Last Sunday's Murli Baba has said, you are not supposed to become judge or liar. Who are you to do that? If you judge others, you will be judged. In Bible, there is one statement, judge not and ye shall not be judged. Judge not and ye shall not. E means you. You shall not be judged. So no need of judging others, no need of fault finding, no need of seeing their mistakes, blunders, whatever they are doing. We are not judge. That is second. Third, what we should not see. What is going on into their personal life? To interfere, to meddle in somebody's affair, in their personal private lives, what is going on? Nowadays people hack. They are hackers. They hack they can sit here and then they can hack somebody's WhatsApp. With whom he talked, how much he talked and what he talked, everything. There are many softwares available. You just keep it another person's mobile over it and everything, all the data of that WhatsApp is transferred into this WhatsApp. All these things are there. But is it not a part of Parachintan and Paradarshan? It's a Paradarshan, of course. But that's what people are doing. In bigger cities, if you go, they say that every day you should change your email password. Every day you should change. That's what I was told once. Every day you should change your email. Because there are hackers sitting around. From your mail, they will send mail somewhere and put you into problem. And you are caught. Even all these things are there. So, is this not also part of Paradarshan? to interfere, to know, to try to understand what is happening in their lives. This is actually a, we are not supposed to do that. Again, what else we should not see? All the negative things. There are so many negativity around, but why are we making, polluting our mind by putting that negative into our mind? Of course, this is the end of Kali Yuga. You can't expect positivity here in this world. Every soul is somewhere negativity is there. And that is why they say that in relationship you should never go very close to any person. You should always maintain a dignified distance in any relationship. Because the moment you go very close, you start seeing negativity. Like Kumars. Many Kumar, they come into Gyan. And when they come in Gyan, they see all the center sisters appear to them like goddesses. But gradually they start going close to them. And once they start going close to them, then they start seeing all the negativity in them. And then they may give up Gyan or they go away. Whatever. They form a group. They team up against that sister. All those things happen. Why? Because going too much near to somebody makes you to see more of their negativity. It's better to have a dignified distance always. So, not to see negativity. Then, what else? That is the solution. What you should not see. Body. Body. This is the most important thing. Our whole knowledge is around just two words. Body consciousness, soul consciousness. Our journey is from body consciousness to soul consciousness. This body, this is the cause of delusion and maya. To get deluded by this body. If you want to see body, yes, you should see body, but see it in its real form. It's nothing but bones. It's nothing but muscles, tendons, all the dirt, all the filth of the world is there in this body. Nothing more than that. So if you want to see it in its real form. What it is exactly. Not male or female. It's just a bag of, you know, bones, muscles, skeletons, urine, stool, that's what is there in this body. Then what we should not see? Weakness. Weakness, flaws, failings, imperfections, defects, that we should not see. Then, there are old sanskars. There are old sanskars coming out. We are not supposed to become a judge. Everything which is related to others. In foreign countries, one person is there, Immanuel Kant. He has said a very beautiful line. The other is hell. The other is hell. Focused on self. Don't focus on others. The other is hell. If you go into other, you are gone. Then what we should not see? One very important thing we are missing. All the vulgarity. If there is a one maya in the lives of Brahma Kumar and Brahma Kumaris, this is this. How they get addicted to internet. And then they find it so difficult to come out of it. So difficult to, they do service whole day, but yet they get addicted. That is why this is a very important thing. What we are seeing. Because whatever is seen, that makes, if it is a 3D, if it's a picture, it's a movie, it's a video, it makes a deep impression on the mind. You may forget Murli, but people don't forget what they have seen. Because that is moving, there is audio there, there's a voice. So that makes a very deep impact on the mind. So all that is vulgar. All that will stimulate passion. All that will trigger off sensuality. If you know that seeing this is going to trigger sensuality, then we have to definitely avoid that thing. And that is the only way. Because if you try to become curiosity, this inquisitiveness, what is it, you want to know it, this very curiosity will pull you down. It is the curiosity that took us away from God, from Copperedge. We wanted to know and we became outward, extrovert, outside, outside, outside. In the similar manner here also. What is it? We want to know. So, all vulgarity, all scenes of sensuality, all posters, clips or whatever, pictures. Nowadays people keep on sending something or other to each other. There is no need of all those things. Actually this is a diversion from the path of spirituality. So what you should not see is all the negativity, all the faults, all the failings, all the private and personal affairs of others, all the vulgarity, all the negativity. All these things will pollute the mind. Here, what are we have become Brahmin for self-purification. The aim of this life is self-purification. We want to purify ourselves. And if we keep on seeing what others are doing, whether it is three things we can categorize. One is vice, second is negative, third is waste. All these three things, they decrease our power. They make us weak. That is why we have to pay utmost attention to what we see with our eyes. People say that we just watch this and that, this television or this and that, so many things. But they get glued to that. They get addicted to all those things. It's very difficult to de-addict. And there is no discussion about these addictions anywhere. Sensual addictions. How a soul who is progressing so high, flying so high in Purusharth, and suddenly that soul falls down. This is all because of, this reason might be a small clip or small video. Just one thing. And that generates, because 63 births, there is sanskar of body consciousness. And this one thing is enough to trigger that. That is why it's so important to take care of these eyes. What we see with these eyes. So this was the list of those things which we should not see. Second question is what we should see. Specialities, virtues, what we should see? Soul, yeah, soul. We should see here. Baba has said in the Murli, you need not to see what is there below this. Only this. Because this body is a snake. See only the pearl here which is. Yeah? As Babdada sees us, we have to see all others. You know, his vision is, his drishti is so elevated. So also we have to see all these souls. We have to see that each one of these souls are deities going to become so elevated souls in Satyug. Have that vision. Then we have to see for specialities, we have to see positivity. Because in everything, there is some positivity hidden. But if we have the habit of seeing negativity, our mind becomes negative. Suppose somebody criticizes us, somebody insults us, somebody opposes us, somebody talks against us, somebody backbites us, somebody doesn't cooperate with us. In these situations, sometimes somebody levels false accusation against us. In these situations, there is every chance that we start seeing their negativity. How much practice it requires to be positive in even in these situations. That all these souls, whatever that is happening, take the onus upon yourself. I am responsible for it. I am responsible for it. This is my responsibility. I am getting this. Whatever is happening in my life, it is not because of that person. It is because of myself. I am responsible for it. So this is what we have to see. What else we have to see? All the purity. See those scenes of purity. See everything that will stimulate purity. See nature. See the beauty of nature. See a small child smiling. These all things, everything that will make your mind elevated, afflicted, those things you should see. In the original form, in the eternal form, Baba said in one of the Murli, don't see their present sanskars. They might be, suppose a person is there, he is in Gyan for a long time, but there is one sanskar in that person. The moment you see this, that sanskar, you become negative for that purpose. But he is having 9 other virtues, I am focusing only on one. And that is why my mind is becoming negative for that person. That is why. Try to, whenever we see a person and suddenly we see their fault, just stop or go away from that point and try to write down or bring in your mind at least five virtues of that soul. At least five virtues of that soul. That soul must be virtuous, but at that time our eyes get blinded. We can't see any virtues, we just see only faults. So try to think, churn, what are the virtues of this soul? At least five. Okay? So this we have to see. Other thing is what we should hear and what we should not hear. Again the same thing. All the waste, all the negative, all the parchintan. Many people say that we don't say anything, but people come to us and they keep on narrating stories what others are doing. But why they are coming to you? Because you have a habit of listening to them. And once you are good, once you listen to them, they will keep on coming to you. It's better sometimes to tell them not to tell you all these things. Baba said in last Sunday's Murli, there are people who do not see others' fault, who do not know others' fault, and then Brahman family, they are known as Buddhus. But it is better to be Buddhu, because you at least don't come in the list of gossipers, those gossip mongers. Because otherwise, people are sitting, they will come to you and they will narrate, he has done this, she has done that. What is this going to help in spirituality? Not at all. This is actually, we dissipate our energy by this. Our energy is depleted. That parachintan paradarshan. This is such a, it's a disease of cancer as if in Brahmin life, paradarshan and parachintan. It erodes you. It metastasizes. It spreads everywhere in the body of Brahmin life and it destroys you. That is why we have to be very much careful about what we see, what we should not see, what we should hear and what we should not hear. If you want to hear what God is saying. If you want to hear what Baba is saying to me, to others, look at his vision. Has he ever been negative for any of the souls? Never. Suppose, just imagine, Avyakt Bab Dada has come in Diamond Hall and somebody suddenly goes there on the stage and starts abusing Baba. A hypothetical situation. Suddenly somebody goes and starts abusing Baba or calls him name. What will be his reaction? Will he get excited? Will his eyes color change? Will his expression change? Not at all. That is to be like Father. Calm, quiet, stable, immovable, unshakable in all the situations of life. To be positive still. And if after that you give a mic to Baba and say something for that soul, what will Baba say, Shambhai, for that soul? He's a very good soul. Bahut acha. He will praise that soul. Yeah? Baba will give blessings to that soul. Yeah, so his vision is never clouded by anything. What a high stage he is in. And we, if suppose somebody says something against us, immediately we become negative. Immediately we become negative. What an empty vessel we are. Making more noise. We have to become full of knowledge. So today's homework is what to see, what not to see, what to hear, what not to hear. Churn on this. What am I to hear, what I am not to hear. What I should see, what I should. The moment you see faults, failings, imperfection, defects, negativity, vices, immediately remind yourself, I am not supposed to see this. I have not come in this yagya for seeing this. I have come with a very high goal. Let me remain focused on that goal. Okay? Om Shanti.